Great Scott!
Are you a sports fan who loves to have a good laugh?
Oh, yeah!
Then you're in the right place.
I'm going to make him an offer again.
Life moves pretty fast.
The Patriots win the
Welcome
Super Bowl!
Welcome to the Man Cave Chronicles.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's podcast. This week I have actor Jack Murray. Jack, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, good. What's on you and your end?
Procrastinating, watching and following all these NHL trades right now, to be honest.
Yeah. What did you think of, I'm from Massachusetts. What did you think of Rick Nash going to the Bruins?
You guys gave up quite a lot, but he's still good, and I think he could get reinvigorated playing on a good team. He's a playoff performer too, so I think it's a good move. I think you guys are a great squad, definite contenders.
Yeah, my father-in-law is a huge Bruins fan, and he thought we gave up too much too. And he's like, for a rental player.
Well, it seemed like there's like, what was it? It was a first, a prospect, and Spooner, right? So that's It's like a pretty decent give up, but I'm a Habs fan, so we're selling right now. So I'm kind of glad that it's a bit of a seller's market. It looks like.
Yeah, you try to rebuild for next year.
Yeah, it might take longer than that, but that'd be good.
So tell the listeners a little bit about where you're from.
So yeah, I was born in Montreal. That's why I'm a Habs fan, but moved to Toronto since I was a kid. Been living here. An actor since pretty much high school, worked with the Soulpepper Theater Company as part of their mentorship program, did some films and shows along the way. We wrapped up between, I guess, about a year ago, did a film, Miss Sloan, that's on Netflix that you can check out. Between's on Netflix too. Got a film coming out, or I think it actually premiered on Lifetime, called The Girl in the Bunker, which is like a true crime kind of thing where I play a cop, which is fun. So that's something for people to check out.
Yeah. What? So did you go to school for acting?
I got into it, I guess, in high school, drama class, and then there's the big sort of theater company in Toronto is called Soulpepper Theater Company, and they have a mentorship program where they take a bunch of high school students, and they basically, over the course of a summer, they actually pay you like a wage, so you're getting paid, and they train you. So I did that, and then since then I got my agent, and then I've been studying independently with a few different coaches, John Riven, who teaches the Meisner technique. Louis Beaumander, who I've been studying with for the last few years, and a bunch of others, Jeff Seymour, some great acting coaches in Toronto.
Yeah. Did you play hockey while you were in high school?
Yeah, I grew up playing hockey. I'm a goalie. I gave it up when I was like 14, and then I just in the last 5 years I picked it up again. But yeah, I was pretty good. I played Double A, made a couple Triple A teams. I was actually quite small at the time. I hadn't like gone through puberty, so right when I got to like 13, 14, I got a bit discouraged because I was only about 5 feet tall. So I quit because everyone said I was too small. And then after I quit, I ended up having a big growth spurt, ironically. But yeah, big hockey fan, grew up playing the sport.
Yeah. How did you make a transition of, you know, like one day from hockey to deciding that you're going to go into acting?
I mean, my mom was an actress. And my dad was a big sports fan. So growing up, like my mom, she was kind of pushing me into I did some commercials when I was a kid and a couple like short films and stuff. And my dad was, you know, pushing sports. So I was playing hockey. And then I guess like hockey was what I wanted to do. And that was my dream until I guess I was about 14. And then when I quit that, you know, I entered high school. And I wasn't a big fan of like school really. So drama was essentially became my favorite course and it became my outlet. So I guess I just kind of naturally progressed from hockey being my outlet to drama.
Yeah. Do you ever get asked to go into tryout for like hockey movies?
I'm trying to think. I've definitely I did one hockey movie. Like the first sort of like short film I did was called Home Game when I was a kid, and that they actually hired me because I was a good hockey player. What else? There's definitely it's been in there, like just being able to skate. Like nothing that I've actually booked and worked on had it involved, but I definitely. Wow, I remember they did there was a series where I auditioned for Bobby Clark. I remember, so and they wanted only actors that could skate and play hockey. So, yeah.
who are like some of your influences in the acting world? Like, who do you look up to?
I think my first like original influence was Al Pacino. Watching him in like Scarface and all sorts of movies. He was like kind of like my first favorite actor. And then recently I've become a big fan of like really sort of naturalistic actors. Like I really like watching James Spader, like especially like some of his like Sex, Lies, and Videotape. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, so yeah.
Film. Like for me, like James Spader in that film is like, that's like the peak of acting. Like he's so fucking real in that. And so he's someone I really admire. And Ryan Gosling from Toronto, I feel like is like, I know he's a star, but he's also somehow underrated a little bit. Like he's really good.
You mentioned Al Pacino. I'm a huge Al Pacino fan, you know, from the mafia movies and like, you mean, yeah. Son of a Woman and stuff like that. Like, what are some of your favorite, like his movies?
Like so many. I mean, Scarface was a favorite movie of mine growing up. I remember like Carlito's Way. Like I haven't actually watched it since I was in high school, but I remember like one of the first moments of me being like, I want to be an actor. I was watching Carlito's Way, and spoiler alert to anyone who hasn't watched it, but at the end when he's doing it's like the dying scene, right?
Yeah.
And I remember watching that and I was just like, it was just like, fuck, like I want to do that. And then but lots of stuff. Like recently I just rewatched Insomnia, the Christopher Nolan film.
Yeah, him and Robin Williams.
Yeah, and it was great movie, and he's so good in it. He just so good. I just love watching him. Yeah.
Did you ever see the movie with him and De Niro and Heat?
Oh yeah, Heat, classic.
Val Kilmer.
Yeah, Heat. Yeah, definite classic. Yeah, a lot of great actors in that.
Yeah, that's like, I think that's probably like one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, I've seen it a bunch of times, and I wanted to rewatch it. And I have this like thing called Hollywood Suites where it just plays movies on a bunch of channels 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I'm always recording movies on my DVR. And I went to record Heat, but it recorded some other movie called Heat. It was a totally different movie. It was quite a disappointment because I was excited to watch it again.
Was it the one with Sandra Bullock and I forget what her name is?
I just turned it on and right in like a minute, I was like, this is the wrong movie. And I don't even know what the movie yeah. was. It was called Heat, H-E-A-T. That yeah. was it.
What, how do you try to improve your acting skills every day?
I honestly spend about half an hour to an hour pretty much daily working on various monologues and scenes, as well as like different sort of like breath and relaxation and voice stuff. And beyond that, watching movies, I like even sometimes documentaries, like watching actual people, it's a valuable, I think. Like, yeah, movies and docs, I think, is where I get most of my my inspiration from.
Yeah. So now I read online that you played in a movie with Woody Harrelson and Julianna Moore. How was that?
That was great. So that was basically the first thing I basically booked when I got my agent. I was like a teenager, so it was a pretty big deal. I remember like I got to act like scenes with these two fantastic actors, one-on-one. It was an incredible sort of experience. Learned a lot.
Yeah. How was it being in the same room with them?
Great. I mean, it was my first time like kind of like around, quote unquote stars. And I was basically a kid, so I didn't really know how to react to it or how they'd react to me. And they were both just, you just realize like almost instantaneously, it's like, oh, they're just normal people, you know?
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, it was great.
Talk to us a little bit about how you were on Flashpoint and also on Designated Survivor.
So yeah, Flashpoint, I did that, I guess, like, I don't know, 5 years ago or so. But yeah, that was a, like, I'd taken some time off of acting for a couple years. And so that was my first role back. It was a lot of fun. I was good friends and still know one of the actors on that show, Sergio Dezio. We trained together under John Riven, the Meisner technique. So it was a lot of fun to basically just show up on his set and basically hang out with him and on his show and, you know, do that episode. And it was, yeah, it was a fun role. I got to like shoot an AK out of a window. I shot one of the Flashpoint cops in the show, got arrested. So did my usual thing.
What about Designated Survivor?
Yeah, so that was fun too. That was another sort of thing. I attacked Maggie Q, strangled her, basically an assassin. It was episode 10. That was actually really cool because they were sometimes though, like for between we block shot that. So essentially we shot the entire season before it came out, right?
Yeah.
But Designated Survivor, they were shooting it as they were working on it and it was being released on TV at the same time. So I remember I was actually watching the show and I was like, I think it was like episode 3 and I was hooked. And then I got an audition for it a week later. I'm on the show, episode 10, and there were all these spoilers in the script. I was like, oh my God. But it was a lot of fun.
If you weren't an actor right now, what do you think you'd have been doing?
I don't know. I mean, I always I like animals and I care about the environment. So like, I don't know, like some sort of like I know there's like the Sea Shepherd guys, like they basically, they have a ship and they sort of just attack illegal Japanese whaling ships. And I think that'd be kind of like honorable and yet fun sort of a thing to do.
Do you have like a dream role that you want to play someday?
When I was a little younger, I wanted to play Holden Caulfield from The Catcher in the Rye, but that was always from what I understand, that's never going to be made into a film, so that's not really realistic. But and also the Joker was before the Christopher Nolan rebooted it with Heath Ledger. I thought the Joker would be a really fun role. Right now, I think just like I had on this Lifetime movie, I got to play a cop, and I did a little bit of interviewing. Like, you know, in the film. So getting a role on a show where I like basically could pursue a case, I think would be a lot of fun for me. So just playing a cop and doing that stuff, investigation work.
Do you have a favorite character that you played?
Mark on Between was a lot of fun. Cause I mean, like that was, we did 12 episodes of that. So that was, there was a lot of work on that. There was background story, a lot of fun stuff to do as the character. So yeah, that was great.
Yeah. Have you ever auditioned for a role that you were like very excited about and you didn't get it?
Excuse me, I got a bit of a cough. There was a couple. I mean, it's hard to talk about just because it's a bit bad etiquette to kind of say like, oh, like, I was up for this, I was up for that, because there was another actor that ended up getting the role.
Yeah.
But yeah, there were definitely a few sort of like big roles that, you know, I knew were big and I was very excited for, and it just didn't come to fruition.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite like TV shows that you're watching right now?
Well, the last two things I watched that I really enjoyed were Mindhunter and Manhunt Unabomber Chronicles.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But yeah, just watching like just those, the investigation. I'm like really into these like investigative kind of shows.
What are so you say you did some commercials. What were some of the commercials that you did?
Oh, just when I was a kid, like I don't even know if you guys have it in the States, but there's like a fast food chain in Canada called Harvey's. I did a commercial for them. I did a commercial for Pharma Plus. Yeah, just a few commercials. Yeah.
Did you enjoy doing those?
Sorry, man. To be honest, commercials don't really kind of tickle my fancy.
Yeah.
To be honest, I like it. I mean, it's acting, but it's not. You're not really storytelling. You're like, you're selling something, so it's not really what I want to do. But I mean, I appreciate the industry and I understand its existence. It's just not personally what drives me. What I want to do.
Do you have any upcoming projects that you're working on that you want to share us?
Well, I guess like keep a lookout for Girl in the Bunker. It might come out on like one of your major streaming sites. I've got a few things, I'm working on, I'm auditioning for something tomorrow. So, I mean, that could be something that could come to fruition in the near future. So,
yeah. All right. And lastly, how can the listeners find you?
JackieBoy416, Twitter, Instagram. I'm not the biggest social media person, but I do check it every once in a while. So if you send me a message, give me a follow, I'll interact and say hi, and it's enjoyable to do so.
Yeah. All right, is there anything else you want to tell listeners before we end this?
Nothing much, man. Had a blast. Sorry I had a bit of a cough, but it was fun to do.
It's that time of the year anyways.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for coming on, and hopefully you'll come back on in a few months with some new stories.
All right, cheers, man. Have a great one.
All right.
Thanks so much for listening to the Man Cave Chronicles. Follow them on Twitter @TheMCC Podcast. We'll catch you next time.